What is the law if one forgot to say V'sein talumatu livracha in the blessing of Baruch Aleinu, in which it is normally said? Where can one make it up in, and what happens if one already finished davening? So the general halacha is, as recorded in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos and brought in the Shulchan Aruch chapter 117, that V'sein talumatu livracha, which is a prayer that we mentioned for rain in Eretz Yisrael starting from Zayin Mar Cheshvan, and in Chutz La'aretz starting from the 5th or 6th of December, depending on if it's a leap year that year or not, that if a person forgot to say it, then the prayer is invalid and he must repeat Shemina Esrei. The question, however, is raised regarding what if you remembered in middle of Shemina Esrei, what are you to do? So we find in the Paiskim a number of options that can be done to make up the V'sein Talumatu Livracha, if you remember in middle of Shemina Esrei, depending on where you remember. So let us begin from our first area of remembrance. If you skip V'sein Talumatu Livracha and you remembered prior to finishing the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu, then if you didn't yet say Hashem's name in the blessing, you didn't yet say Baruch Atah Hashem, then you go back to V'sein Talumatu Livracha and continue from there. Or simply say it where you remember and continue and finish the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem, Avarich Hashem. If you didn't remember till already you finished the blessing of Baruch Aleinu, or you already said Baruch Atah Hashem, then if you remembered prior to saying even the first word of Tekah B'Shofar, meaning the word Tekah, then you say it right there. Meaning you said Baruch Atah Hashem, Mevarich Hashanim, and you immediately say V'sein Talumatu Livracha, and then you continue Tekah B'Shofar Gadol. And the reason this is valid is because so long as you haven't yet begun the next blessing, it's still considered as if you're part of the previous blessing, and therefore you can squeeze in V'sein Talumatu Livracha as part of Mevarich Hashanim prior to beginning Tekah B'Shofar. However, if you already began the blessing of Tekah B'Shofar, you already said the first word, then the halacha is that you mention it in the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah, meaning when you reach the bracha of Shema Keleinu, then prior to saying Ki Ata Shema Tefillas Kopeh, you add and say V'sein Talumatu Livracha, and then continue with the rest of the blessing. Now what happens if you remember it after Shema Keleinu? Then if you do not yet begin the word Ritzei, then you say it right then and there. You say V'sein Talumatu Livracha, as once again, it's still considered as if you're still part of the blessing of Shema Keleinu. However, if you already began Ritzei, then in such a case, you have to go all the way back to Birchas Hashanim, to Baruch Aleinu, and say it properly from there. However, even this only applies so long as you remembered prior to finishing Shemana Esrei, which means you remembered prior to taking three steps back and prior to saying the Yiyu L'Ratzin at the end of Shemana Esrei, which is said directly prior to taking three steps back. However, if you only remembered after saying the second Yiyu L'Ratzin and taking three steps, then you must return to the beginning of Shemana Esrei, and it no longer helps to go back to Baruch Aleinu. All this applies not only if you know for certain that you didn't say V'sein Talumatu Livracha, but even if you are in doubt, if this is still within 30 days from the inception of the saying of V'sein Talumatu Livracha that year, then within those 30 days we considered a doubt as if you didn't say it, and therefore you must follow the exact law that we said above. The best thing to do as a reminder, so you don't come to forget to say it once we begin saying it, is to make a mark in your siddur and the like, so it will not be skipped.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.